The Senate is scheduled to begin consideration next Monday of legislation to reform campaign finance laws. The White House now says President Bush is ready to join the debate. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
It's barely a year since George W. Bush knocked Arizona Senator John McCain out of the Republican presidential primaries. Now, the Senate is about to take up the campaign finance reform bill that McCain has nurtured since 1995, and President Bush is coming in against him again. The president is preparing what the White House calls a statement of principles on campaign finance. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said last night that Mr. Bush believes it's important to lay down a marker for his plan on campaign finance reform. The carefully timed statement is due out later this week or sometime next week. The Senate debate starts Monday and is expected to last 2 weeks. The main bill under consideration is the one from McCain and Wisconsin Democrat Russell Feingold. It would ban the big unregulated contributions to party committees known as soft money. The president opposes a total ban. He says he would prohibit corporate and union soft money, but he's also said individuals have a First Amendment right to give as much as they want. That's closer to a competing bill by Republican Chuck Hagel of Nebraska. Hagel wouldn't outlaw any soft money contributions. He would cap them at $60,000 per year from any donor. Fleischer said the White House is working with McCain, Hagel, and other lawmakers. Hagel's office says they're working with the White House. At a news conference yesterday, McCain didn't sound like he was working with either of them.
We want to work with the president. We want to work with all parties. We think that the time to probably negotiate would be after passage in the Senate and perhaps the House when it goes to conference. That would be a good time. That's when legislation is usually negotiated, although we want to sit down and negotiate with them today.
And McCain took aim at Senator Hagel's proposal.
We outlawed soft money in 1907. This would now legalize soft money. That would repeal important legislation. There are some good provisions of Senator Hagel's bill on disclosure and others. We hope to work with him. But if you're going to allow soft money, then you know that simply is not campaign finance reform. That's protection of the special interests.
The president's statement of principles could also include another provision he's advocated to restrict labor unions' ability to spend money on political activities. Neither McCain nor Hagel has that in their legislation. It's sure to be among the dozens of amendments expected over the next 2 weeks, but Democrats and moderate Republicans regard it as a poison pill, one that would kill any reform bill. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.